This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
1-0. Swung on, hit deep. Right field, and forget about it. Kyle Schwarber deposits one off the chop house. His fifth home run of the season. A laser shot off of Chris Sale.
Boom! What a shot from Schwarber last night. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. All right, so last night was frustrating for a lot of reasons. The bullpen, the defense, the center field with the ball that dropped between Sosa and Rojas. But Hugh, one guy that was not frustrating last night. How about three hits in three at-bats? Also a walk. Nearly had a cycle. That would be Kyle. He crushed that ball off of Chris Sale. My goodness. It's rare to see, especially left-handed hitter, hit a ball off Sale that hard and that far. That was a missile to the chop house, Hugh.
116 miles per hour. And somebody said it left a dent in the concrete.
Good.
Yeah, it was pretty. That was pretty exciting, man. That was pretty phenomenal to see.
And he's off to an outrageous start. So
yeah,
Schwarber,
with five homies.
Mm-hmm, and he obviously hasn't been affected by leadoff, cleanup, cleanup, leadoff. He's hitting 324, an OPS of over 1,200 right now. He's off to, you know, an all-star MVP-ish kind of start so far this season. But, Hugh, there was some news in baseball a couple days ago that does – it impacts this whole Schwarber thing. And you referenced, I think, yesterday, Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
He got fined yams.
Yep.
14 years.
And now he's young, so I get it. And Soto got a million years, and Turner got a million years. These guys get a lot of years now. But he got $500 million. And, Hugh, when I saw that, you know what I thought about? The Phillies and their chances to sign Kyle Schwarber, because they didn't do it before the season, right? He's a free agent to be.
The price of the brick went up.
It just went up. And here's what, like, if I'm the Phillies, I'm trying to get this done now. Because if we're fast-forwarding to free agency next year, there's probably 10 teams that wanted a bid on Guerrero, that want a power bet in their lineup, a slugger.
Yeah.
Well, he's off the board. So
now it's on Schwarber.
That's right. So those 10 teams are going to now, I imagine, like, I don't know, seven of them would pivot and say, all right, well, the best slugger available is Kyle Schwarber. That, to me, the Guerrero thing makes it more challenging for the Phillies if they let him get to free agency. I don't want him to get to free agency.
You know what's funny? I was thinking about this the other day when I was watching the game because of Marcell Ozuna. Marcell, we all know when I was in Atlanta, Marcell had a lot. He had a turbulent time down there.
That's a fair way to put it.
And I was thinking when he hit that home run, well, he almost hit a home run that Sosa robbed from him. I was like, man, he really weathered the storm. And that just shows you how much those power bats are coveted in Major League Baseball. So I was thinking, to your point, when I was talking to the guys yesterday, they were talking about, you know, Kyle Schwarber being on a contract. I was like, no, he's not on the contract. And with Vlad getting what he got, $300 million, that's the starting point, I would think.
So I don't know how many years, Vlad, that Schwarber's going to get, but he's going to get a raise. I mean, the contract he's with right now on the Phillies, it was 4 years, $79 million. So that's a little less than 20 per year. He's getting more than that.
Yeah.
I think
about 150 to 3.
I think he's going to ask for $30 million a year. And the question is, how many years do they want to give him on a contract?
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing.
Hitting home runs and getting money?
Well, it ain't that fast because I still think I could beat him in
a race. You could not, no.
And to get that kind
knee
of bread.
Fixed, you
man,
know,
I should have played. That's what I should have did.
You think you could have been good?
I think I'd have been a power hitter, no question. I could have been a power hitter.
Yeah, I didn't think you would slap singles.
Yeah, I would probably be in the AL back in the day though.
Yeah,
because I wouldn't play a position. What, first base? I could probably be a first baseman.
You wouldn't even bring a glove to the park.
I'd be a first baseman. But no, I was thinking about that and how important he is to this lineup. And to your point, versatile, can put him anywhere, and it doesn't faze him. So yeah. 300, at least 300.
I think they could get him for 420, 30 a year.
4120.
Because he's older. I mean, he's...
Well, yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. But how old is Vlad?
26.
26? Okay, that's okay.
Yeah.
500 million.
So his contract goes till he's about 40, Vlad.
When I would say we're probably... If I'm Schwarber,
yeah.
I'm trying to be in the $150 million
ballpark. That's 5 years, 150? Something like that?
Yeah.
Would you do that right now? If you were the Phillies and Schwarber's agent came to you today and said 5-150, now... You're obviously going deep into his 30s, right? He's 32 right now.
Yeah, so you're talking about 36.
Uh-huh, 36, 37 at the end of the deal.
Yeah. I wouldn't have a problem with that. Because you have a unique skill set that ain't a whole lot of people can do that.
Well, and they don't have a replace. You know, we talk about their prospects.
They have nobody in the pipeline.
I mean, there's not many hitters like Kyle Schwarber anyway out there that you could just plug in. But there's, you know, they have a center fielder on the way. They have a shortstop / third baseman and Aiden Miller on the way. They have a starting pitcher on the way.
Yeah, but that yam he got with that bat though. Yeah, that's bananas.
He's
150.
He's been a great Philly, and I want to keep him here. And the movement needs to start to sign Schwarber. Get this done during the season. Because if he hits the free agency,
he's going to get stupid bread.
Well, that's the problem. And then what if someone says, we don't care about the years. We'll give you 7 years. Then the Phillies have to make that decision. Like, do we really
want to get him that many years?
Until he's 39. Then we got all these old guys 5 years from now. That's like, I think everyone listening wants Schwarber back. The question is years and money. And if he gets the free agency, I'm telling you, the Vlad thing makes it harder. Because if Vlad was a free agent and Schwarber, everyone would be kind of invested in the Vlad, right? All the teams would be chasing
him.
And
he would have to get what he could get.
Yeah, you're right. He's 26. He's the top guy. But once he's off the market, it's like, if you need a big bet next offseason, you're going to want Schwarber. They got to get this done. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to the phone lines. All your phone calls. The bullpen. A receiver at 32. These guys are crazy. Your thought on the Sosa and Rojas situation last night. And, of course, this segment sponsored by Meineke. When you step on your brakes, do you hear a squealer grinding? Take your car to a locally owned and operated Meineke. Find a location near you, Meineke.com. All right, Hugh, before we take these calls, why don't you give everyone a third clue?
Because they need a third clue?
2.5 hours in, your first two clues fell flat.
That was some good clues, though, man. I just think people aren't thinking of that.
Okay. All right. Well, they need help.
This one's a good clue.
Okay.
This upcoming weekend made me think of this person.
All right. So he's your favorite sports figure, unique sense of fashion, and this upcoming weekend made you think of him.
Yeah.
All right. There are your three clues. $100 gift card on the line here to Sunoco. Ron and Monco's up. Hey, Ron.
Yo.
Ron.
Michael Jordan. Snap. What I win.
You didn't win. It's not it. It's a pretty good guess. It's not. It's a pretty good guess, but it's not Michael Jordan.
Well, golf, North Carolina, dresses like a golf player.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
I mean, we're, you know.
You know what, Ron? I appreciate you listening to the clues, though.
Of Hugh's cranium deep in that. You know, this game is terrible.
I feel like it's easy.
I've had it for 50 minutes waiting to say that.
I feel like it's easy, though. I feel like it's easy.
It's easy for you because it's inside your coconut.
That's true. It is.
Yeah, well, you got to.
Yeah. Hey, so anyway, listen, I gotta straighten some out. And you know what? I thought, because I keep asking myself, why does Kyle keep saying that I said that the Phillies pitcher was what I was worried about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I thought
because you did.
Because I'm sitting here. Okay.
You're talking
Kyle,
about.
Let me finish, Kyle.
You have short-term memory?
Yeah.
Kyle, let me finish, then you can carpet bomb me, okay?
You asked me a question.
No.
Yes.
I think it was
rhetorical.
There's more to it. Listen, when I said that was before the season started back in February, 2 years ago. Who told me who knew?
It was before last season, Ron. It was before last season.
I'm talking 2 seasons ago.
No, but that's not what happened.
Let's let him go.
Let him cook.
You won't even let me finish,
he's,
Kyle.
He's not cooking.
Cook.
You're burning.
I said it before the season started. We had 1.5 pitchers. We had Wheeler and Noah. We didn't know what the other three were going to end up being.
Dude?
You know? So anyway.
Well, I mean, to Dolan.
You're a genius.
Even if that's when it was. I mean, Ron, Nola was coming off a top 5 Cy Young finish in 22. So I
Noah
mean,
sucks, yo. No one sucks.
Well,
hold on.
But the team doesn't suck. The bullpen sucks.
Team, okay, listen. You know what this team is? You ever play Jenga drunk?
I don't know if I have. I mean, maybe.
Jenga drunk. That's the Phillies. This team is so discombobulated, the way it's built, the way it's set up. You can't pull one piece out of place, the whole thing falls apart. You got two center fielders that can't play. You got two catchers that can't hit. Okay? You got a shortstop that can't make a hard play anymore. I mean, this team is just a house of cards. So don't get all twisted up on it because it's just going to fall apart.
What do you think about that bullpen last night, Ron?
You know what? I went to bed 5-5. I said they're going to lose, and I turned over, I rolled over and started snoring. And sure as heck, they lost. And see, listen, this team is a disaster. Okay, and you know what? Here's Schwarber goodbye, because when Guerrero signed that contract, the price of poker went through the stratosphere. Schwarber's going to want 3+.
Well, I don't think he's getting 3+ at his age.
Well,
but he's
going to get a lot of money, man.
He sure is.
He hits 40 to 45 home runs consistently. And you know what? I didn't want him back, but I started getting soft on him.
Well, fine. It's about time, Ron. It's about time. You're right. He's one of the few players we could count on.
Well, yeah, but this one, you don't have anything. Everything else is nothing. It's a lot of air. There's a lot of air, dude. I mean, nobody is really doing anything on this team come on, look at the outfield. Why do they keep putting Marsh out there? Why did they not do anything?
Your guess is good as mine.
I'll tell you why, Bill.
The Marsh thing is literally the definition of insanity.
It's Rojas too.
Well, he stinks.
Let me tell you something, Joe. Everybody keeps wondering why they don't do nothing in at the end of the season to trade. Okay, they cut Dombrowski off. And they didn't let him improve on this team because they said, dude, you spent the money.
Dude.
This is your baby now. Okay? That's why.
I agree with you, but I agree. But at some point, DeBrowski's got to unearth a player we don't know about.
DeBrowski's done after this year. Heads are going to roll this. Listen, I'm sorry to say this, because Middleton seems like a nice guy, family guy, but Middleton don't know from blank to blank. He don't know nothing. He keeps listening to the wrong people. That's why he can't. Yo, who hires the GM, McPhail and Klintak, as your kickoff to run this franchise?
That was a mistake. Yeah, that didn't work out.
That's a mistake. That's a mistake. Okay, that's a 5-year mistake. And then what? And then Mickey Moniak's the best player in the stratosphere. This is just goes on and on and on.
That was 2016.
I can do
it's been a, while.
A better job in my sleep,
Joe. Stop.
He's on fire. He's on fire.
Ron, that's a good phone call. Ron was, sometimes I always think, like, if you parachuted in from outer space and you were listening, like, what's going on with the team? They're 7-3.
They're super bad.
Have been in the playoffs 3 years in a row. Look, I think they have some issues too. The bullpen's an issue. He's right about center field. I mean, regardless of your feelings on Rojas, he's not the answer full time. And Marsh literally is the definition of insanity. Remember, every spring for the past 3 years, we didn't hit lefties. 2 weeks in, he didn't play last night against a lefty. Like the Phillies lie to themselves about Marsh every year, and then 2 weeks in, they're like, yeah, I guess we were wrong again. Like he's just blah.
You're just hoping for the best. Hoping for the best. It's getting to the point now where you might have to figure out some other things. You might have to move on.
From Brandon Marsh?
Yeah.
I'd move on, yeah. The problem is they don't have another option until Crawford is ready, and maybe he will be soon. Terrence in Springfield's up. Hey, Terrence.
Hugo Kyle, what's up?
What's going on,
Terrence,
man?
What's up?
Hey, I want to talk about this draft thing first. On the draft thing, I'm with you, Joe. I don't want a receiver because I feel like our biggest need right now is safety. And I don't care what nobody says. We're going to feel an impact. We're going to see the growing pains of losing CJ. Because there's a thing. Him and Blankenship, they've been playing together. Or they missed it 1 year, but they had a continuity back there. They were familiar with each other back there. So we saw when Reed with another safety, we saw the non-communication. So we know when Reed and CJ play together, we know if they say, if the receiver does this, I'm going to do that. You know what I mean? They, mm-hmm. they probably had a thing they do to tell each other communication. This is going to be, to me, CJ's position is a major part to defense, I feel like, and I feel like defenses are going to exploit that. So I feel like we lost half of our defense, guys, and I feel like that's a big part right now. We have to focus on safety. So if Simmons wants to come here, man, bring him over here, because right now, I don't know how he's doing. I hope he's right about losing CJ. I hope he's right, because I feel like our defense is going to face a major growing pain at that safety spot. As for the Phillies, man, Joe, I texted you last night. I texted Kyle. I feel like we blew that game yesterday. Where was the energy we had. I felt like we had an emotional letdown yesterday, coming off that Dodgers series. I wanted to see the same energy. Where was that at? Because to me, we don't have time to be doing experiments right now with Sosa in the outfield. Mm-hmm. We don't have time for that. We don't. Our bullpen is shaky, as per usual, the last couple of seasons. And to me, I feel like Tucker. Like, our last four hitters in the lineup, Stott, something that do not last night. I love Sosa, man. I love him. But I feel like we're putting too much on this right now and putting him in the outfield. Like, he has been one of our best players this season, but I feel like we're putting too much on his plate. And he left the lineup yesterday. I feel like we absolutely let that game slip out of our hands. Look at the lineup. JT, no hit. Sosa, no hit. Stott, no hit. Marsh, no hit. I feel like yesterday we were top heavy. Where are we getting to contribute? Who's going to contribute in that bottom half of the lineup? So I feel like it's the same old thing, man, with these guys, man. I want to see you lock in because guess what? The Mets ain't going nowhere. The Mets is right in first place right now. And they're red hot once again. So what are you going to do, Phillies? You're going to lock in just when you play the Dodgers? No. Lock in when you're supposed to lock in. This Braves team is horrible. And you let these guys come back and y'all were sleepwalking yesterday. That was horrible to lose that game.
I love the passion, Terrence. And here's the thing. If you hit Sale like that, you should beat the Braves. I mean, like, Sale almost never gets hit like that. Schwarber crushed that ball off him. That's what frustrated me the most. Like, if you told me before yesterday they get shut out, like, all right, what are you going to do, right? Sale's great. He won the Cy Young last year. They hit Sale, and they still lost the game because the defense and the bullpen. And maybe you're right. Maybe a little emotional letdown after the Dodgers. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? Give us a guess for Hughes Clue. Someone's got to get this.
This is a tough one. I'm going to say Charles Barkley.
Charles is a pretty good guess, too. I actually think the last few guesses are pretty good. Unfortunately, we're not there.
No. I got to turn my mic on.
Yeah, it's important.
No. It's not there. It's not Charles Barkley. I'm just surprised. I've given out a lot of hints.
Yeah, you have.
And people are still not catching biggest hint that I gave.
I think I figured out a problem with one of your hints.
What was that?
The wording of it, I think it has led people way from where they're supposed to go.
Well,
I think it might have been like an inference the way you worded something. I think people are, because when Ron gave his answer, he listed why, and he said something like, I could see why he didn't go to the obvious. People are avoiding the obvious and looking to go around the obvious.
I don't understand why, though, because I gave a big clue when we talked about all of these guesses that people have been guessing so far.
We haven't had one go into the 1 o'clock hour in a while. We might be there. Let's go to Joe in the Northeast. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Joe and Kyle.
Hey, Joe.
You know, just that other caller that called is Ron. Tell him next time he goes out to the ballpark, just look at the numbers that have been taken off from the Phillies.
I'm and
you'll see, a number 36 out there. All right, and that was a little bit before my time when I started following the Phillies back in Robin Roberts. Okay. He was the guy that was around the plate all the time.
So what did they do? They took these numbers away?
They
take the numbers away? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
But he had the most complete game.
Sure, he's a great pitcher. And, yeah. But what about Robin Roberts? They took his number away?
No.
Oh.
I said look out there and you'll see how they have his number hanging.
That
type of pitcher. Nola is a heck of a pitcher, okay? Everybody knocking about these home runs and steady gives up. Stuff like that. It's going to happen when you're around the plate.
It is. Know? I do think, Joe, I like Nola, but I do think he may be in the portion of his career where he's moving from a number two to more of a number three or four. We may be there.
Well, it doesn't matter. You need five starters. In reference to, I watched a little bit of the game, and then I had it on the radio. In the post-game interview, they asked Sosa through his interpreter, about, you know, was there any conversation between him and Rojas in the dugout after the play was over? He said Rojas told him, "Don't call for the ball so early." Okay, that he as soon as the ball went up, you know, that you call for it when you're ready to closer to making the catch. That's what he said to the interpreter.
So Sosa said Rojas said that to Sosa.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Yeah, right. Like, you're not supposed to talk unless you have it.
And don't blame either one of them. Blame the man in the press box that runs this team. Listen, they have Kepler, okay? Now, again, he's only been there 10 games. So I'm willing to give him a better shot. Why are they taking him? Now, he's only hitting 170, all right? He's putting the ball in play more than what Austin Hayes did. And he's got a few walks. And when Sosa and Stott, the 7, 8, 9 hitters, were producing behind Kepler, he was scoring runs. Mm. But he's only hitting 170, okay? So to put them out there in that situation, you know, coming into there, you know, you got to give Kepler a better shot, or then within the next couple months you do something. Same way with the pitching. Joe, I said this before. I wanted Ryan Presley, and some of your hosts on there, oh, Houston's not giving up Ryan Presley.
They did. He's in the Cubs. Yeah. He's a Cub now.
He's with the Cubs, right. And he's been in five games. I looked at his ERA. It's 5.40, but he's got three saves already with them. And that's the type of guy you need. You know, Tywin Walker, he's going to have a tough time tonight because when he pitched against the Rockies, right?
And I'm going to speak. I got something to say when he gets
there. Yeah, he's going to have a tough time because the Rockies did a lot of first pitch.
Hey, Joe. Joe.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of long talking. With all due respect, Joe, let this be the last time you walk into my space and not acknowledge me. You said Kyle and Joe.
I think he said hello.
He said hi.
Yeah. Well, I didn't hear my name. And I give him my feelings.
I saw you do this with another caller before. Okay.
I will have Joe's back. Joe always hits all three of us.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah,
he does.
He's gonna have a hard time because when he gave up those three hits, those pitches were up, and Moniak and the catcher hit the ball off the wall on him. So he's got to be fine with his
He's got to pitch better tonight. Joe, we appreciate it. He's got to have to pitch.
Long talking.
Well, he's got a lot to say there. Is he blaming Nebraska?
Just to add sensitive view to the bracket.
No, I mean, I didn't hear my name, man. You know, I got to be on top of that.
I got to stick up for Joe.
You know what I mean? I got to be on top of that. Yeah. My bad, Joe. I mean, I got it. You know, we got, you know.
You let it slide until he said Taiwan's going to have a tough night tonight. And then it came back around.
You know what? Listen, full disclosure, I'm trying to work on my pettiness.
Yeah.
And
How's that going?
It's tough. Because a lot of times you hear things and you try to let them slide.
Yeah.
Or you don't hear things and you try to let them slide. But every now and then, you know. You get that, you know, that little devil on your shoulder get to talking, be like, hold up, dog, you can't let that go. You know, and my bad, Joe. I didn't hear it. So Kyle said you said it. Okay, so I apologize.
Yeah, I think he's good. All right, 215-592-9494. For final hour of the show coming up. We'll get to what we do every day at 1, the Daily Mock. Who are they taking today? Hugh is on Benedict Douglas watch as well. Something he did yesterday that he thought we wouldn't know about, and we found out right away. You're causing the Phillies, the draft. Would you take a receiver at 32? And we still have to give away this prize for Hugh's Clues. But how about this? Hugh, we got a double prize today. So we're still giving away the prize for Hugh's Clues. So if you're on hold with a guest, we'll get to you and give you a chance to win the $100 gift card to Sunoco. They just gave us another one. We got another $100 gift card to Sunoco. So we're going to give that away right now on the contest line. 215-988-1258. 215-988-1258. Caller number two to the contest line right now. We'll win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. And we still have the other one. Sports Radio 94 WIP FanDuel. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino is giving new customers an offer unlike any other for the first major at Augusta. Right now, new customers get $250 of bonus bets if you win your first $5 bet. I always bet on Colin Morikawa. I'm going to do it again. You can bet on all these storylines, plus first-round leaders, top 20s, top 30s, three balls, tournament matchups, and so much more. Plus, you'll get paid instantly when you bring home a major win this major season. So don't wait. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook, and swing for some green at Augusta. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.